Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. He always skips the first date simply because he can. He once attended a Bilderberg meeting with a camera. His two cents are worth millions. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to a show.
All right. I hope you are having a great day, everyone. Already this morning, we're going to cover a lot of different news, and I'm going to offer my view and opinion on some of this stuff. But a lot of propaganda in the news lately, a lot of stuff I'm seeing in various publications that is propaganda on not only both sides of the political spectrum, but we are also seeing a major push of propaganda in all media, all forms of media, not only even mainstream media, but in fact, alternative media itself. And in the YouTube and podcast world, there's a lot of what I would consider, I mean, an OG of the truther movement, and I've seen it all. I would consider that there is a lot of scripting going on behind the scenes. A lot of people in the podcasting world, aside from obvious people in the mainstream media that we know are CIA affiliated or sponsored or backed or CIA outright plants in the media. People such as Anderson Cooper, who are part of Operation Mockingbird. We're looking at Tucker Carlson taking his segue from the mainstream media, now doing his own podcast in the quote alternative media world, right? And on his own podcast from his own residence, supposedly. All of this CIA backed agendas. These people don't make $30 and $60 million a year just because they read a teleprompter. Ladies and gentlemen, you could hire someone out of college who has aspired to be a television news anchor, for instance, and you could pay them several $100,000 a year and they would be happy. You know, maybe on the high end, if they're really, really good, $500,000. I mean, just to read some stuff off of news prompter and look good, right? Why would they pay these people $30 million, $20 million, $60 million? Why? Why? Because they are lying. And a lot of these things they are lying about affect our everyday life in general, not just our personal lives, but also the lives of our fellow countrymen. And all of this is bringing everything down. It's degrading what our forefathers built. And this, our whole society, our country, everything is headed in a rather bizarre direction. But I guess it's inevitable, right? Because no one's really going to fix it. They got the Trump team in there. A lot of people think he's the savior right now. Doge is going to come in and save the day. But ladies and gentlemen, you are not going to see a dollar of that money yourself. Rest assured. And, you know, they're still pushing stuff like this article on space.com. Space.com, obviously, mainstream science publication on space, astronomy. The headline is Sunrise on the Moon. Private blue ghost lander captures amazing shot after historic lunar touchdown. Now, blue ghost is getting to work after its private moon landing. And they want you to believe that this blue ghost lander is up there and it's captured this amazing image of what they are saying is the sunrise on the moon. And this is a Firefly Aerospace project. It's called the Blue Ghost Lunar Lander. And they say this so-called blue ghost, it's a ghost, all right, lunar lander aced its lunar landing attempt by Sunday, March 7th. It set down close to Mons Latreille, a solitary lunar peak in the vast basin of the Sea of Crises. Now, this is in the northeastern region of the moon's near side, they are calling it. Now, the problem with this is the... Well, first of all, the article goes on. It says the spacecraft is already getting to work. It's up there. It's working. It's busy. It's starting up its science payloads, and it's capturing amazing images. That's right. It's capturing its surroundings of the distant Earth from the lunar surface, yet we can't see any of this in any of the photos, and the sun's blocking everything. It's just a big white light. But the latest image posted on the X platform on Monday shows what they're calling a dramatic sunrise. Now, the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, the sun doesn't rise on the moon because the lunar lander was already landed on the near side, and the near side always is Earth facing, and it's always in the sun. Anytime you land in the crescent of the moon that's visible, or the full moon that's visible, if you land in that portion, the sun is always shining on that area. And that same side of the moon always faces Earth. So, you know, we will have to see more pictures of this. But right away, I mean, I guess they could be fiddling around in that, like they could have landed right on the demarcation line of the light and dark and waited for it to move into its next moon phase for the next day and then claim they witnessed a sunrise. I mean, that would be bizarre. Wouldn't they just land in a lit up area or a dark area? Obviously, their pictures show nothing. It does not show Earth. If they're taking so many pictures, why can't they just keep taking pictures of the Earth? I'm curious if they do take a picture of the Earth, is it going to be oriented like it's always pictured? Are they going to picture Antarctica on the bottom of it always? Or, I mean, does anything ever float sideways in space? How is this all going to work? Photographers must have their hands full over there at that project. Now, the UN chief. Now, this UN chief is in a panic, they're saying. President Trump has cut off all funding to the United Nations. I'm going to play this clip.
I want to start by expressing my deep concern about information received in the last 48 hours by UN agencies, as well as many humanitarian and development NGOs, regarding severe cuts in funding by the United States. These cuts impact a wide range of critical programs, from life-saving humanitarian aid to support to vulnerable communities recovering from war or natural disasters, from development to fight against terrorism and illicit drug trafficking. The consequences will be especially devastating for vulnerable people around the world. In Afghanistan, more than 9 million people will miss out on health and protection services, with hundreds of mobile health teams and other services suspended. In Northeast Syria, where 2.5 million people need assistance, the absence of US funding means programs are leaving large populations even more vulnerable. In Ukraine, cash-based programming, a key feature of the humanitarian response reaching 1 million people in 2024, has been suspended in key regions. In South Sudan, funding has run out for programs to support people who have fled the conflict in neighboring Sudan, leaving border areas dangerously overcrowded. Meanwhile, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime will be forced to stop many of its counter-narcotics programs, including the one fighting the fentanyl crisis, and dramatically reduce activities against human trafficking. And funding for many programs combating HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria, and cholera have stopped. We have been extremely grateful for the leading role the United States has provided over the decades. For example, thanks to the generosity of donors led by the United States, the UN assists and protects more than 100 million people every year through our humanitarian programming.
Okay, so first of all, we don't really care what the UN does. The UN's not helping Americans with any of this money. Why would we give all this money? Who really gives a shit? I mean, none of these other countries care about us. Israel doesn't care about us. They would wipe every last Christian off the map if they could, probably. Why would we give all this money to anyone? I mean, maybe help out some starving people here and there and stuff like that. But really, until every pothole in America is fixed on every roadway and every homeless person is sheltered properly in America, and until people can make a decent living and, have everything they should have in America, and even beyond that, we shouldn't really help other countries. I mean, that's what countries are for. They all have borders. They're all scared of the other country, and they're not really supposed to help the other country. I mean, that's how they designed it. Other than that, we need to go to a North American Union, New World Order style, I guess. I used to be against something like that. Now living in Mexico, I wouldn't care if they opened it up, Canada, U.S., and the Mexico. I could give a shit. All they need to do is, illegals really aren't a problem. It's the cartels and the people associated with them. And there's not that many of them. The army could just go in and wipe them out. So I don't know. You know, they just need to go in and literally wipe out the cartels and be done with it. And then they could just open the borders and have free trade in Canada. I mean, Trump's already trying to obtain Canada anyways. Why not just let Americans roam free in this area, and Mexicans and Canadians? Open it up, give some more opportunity, stuff like that. But that's just in our area, you know. And why would... I don't see other countries sending the U.S. money over their country. I mean, they're smart. You know, their people would say, hey, why are we sending this money if our people are starving, right? So there's more fires in California. They're burning up the Myrtle Beach area. They're going to put in a smart city. That's been proven now. So we got that going on too, because see, there is always something going on that they don't want people to know about, you know, so they cover the stuff up in the press. But they got the mayor going around over there in LA, slipping up, talking about smart cities. I mean, this is crazy in how brazen they are about all this stuff and how they're going to usher all this in for America. But the Trump administration has promised to be ruthlessly aggressive in response to suspected cartel killing of a U.S. citizen. Now, this news is coming out Fox News, because they're saying in response to the killing of an elderly South Texas rancher and U.S. citizen by a suspected cartel explosive, the Trump administration is promising to continue being ruthlessly aggressive in responding to cartel threats to Americans. So once you're blown up by a cartel member, they'll just claim they're ruthlessly aggressive. They said in response. A response happens after something. They're not going to be offensive about it. It's just going to be a response, and they're going to be ruthlessly aggressive. So if another American gets blown up and shredded by an explosive, they'll just write another article and say they're ruthlessly aggressive. And that's how they'll do it. They're not really doing anything. you know, they're never going to go in and get these cartel people. They could wipe them out in one day. The military could just go in there and kick their butt. Now, I find that pretty crazy that we live in a world where, you know, they don't want to protect the citizenry as much as you know, they like to pretend. Now, there a lot of if you guys take a look at my post on Twitter, you'll see some flood related issues. We still got the Planet X thing going on, causing worldwide flooding and havoc. It's let up a little bit compared to how it was several months ago, but we'll see what comes down the pipe. Some guy on Twitter saying that you eat 52 credit cards a year worth of plastic by just drinking out of bottled water. So you guys might want to think of that next time you're drinking bottled water. Trump says 25% tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports will start Tuesday, and there's no room for delay. They really want to have these tariffs, 25% taxes on imports from Mexico and Canada. renewed fears of a North American trade war. See, so to get rid of this trade war, just open it up, man. These people will never get it. They just want every country to pay tooth and nail. I mean, Americans are now going to have to pay up tariffs on shit coming from Mexico. And we got eggs down here for like a penny. And you guys could have all the eggs you want. But nope, there's going to be tariffs both ways now. It's just going to be a tariff war. And the only person that suffers from that is the American or the Mexican. But Mexicans don't need anything from America. They grow better weed than you guys got in America now. And they grow it for nothing. They They don't need anything. They got better eggs, better food. None of it's GMO. They don't even allow GMO in the country. Now, Trump said he's going to force these tariffs on our neighbors of the U.S. to fight fentanyl. And that's somehow going to fight fentanyl by raising your prices of all your vehicles, your eggs, your food. You're fighting fentanyl. See, the thing about fentanyl is it's not real. No one is going around using fentanyl or putting it in drugs except for the CIA, who's obviously trying to kill people and do stuff, because no one's going to buy a substance that's more, you get more time for than the original substance, just to mix it with a substance to say they mixed it so that their customer's going to complain because everyone's died of fentanyl, or because they complain because their original substance was cut and mixed, and then they're going to have no customer. So all that gets mixed by some nefarious guy before it makes it even to any of those scenes. And that is the CIA. And that's how it works. There's no reason for that to be done. And it makes no sense. And now, I guess there's... ICE is detaining a German tourist in California indefinitely. They've had him more than a month, and they're planning on detaining him indefinitely. People can read about that online. Orlando Marine, among thousands that lost their jobs in the federal purge because of the Doge, Elon's Doge. So now they're getting a lot of these people out of these useless things, but this Marine is now found himself needing a job. So we got that going on. They're saying that more than half adults worldwide will be overweight or obese by 2050. And if that's true, then we will have no food supply as well. So get used to having no food eventually, and all humans dying because they ate too much. I mean, how weird that this world is going. Chipotle fans blast this pathetic new weighing policy after CEO faces backlash for skimping on meals. And the fans of Chipotle, they've slammed the chain now because there's a policy where they weigh this stuff. And there's a video posted on X where it shows a Chipotle employee putting a dish on a scale to determine how much they put in it. So now that's a thing. I mean, you know, they got to give you your money's worth or not. Maybe they were overdoing it, right? And so now they're cutting back. Maybe it was a unannounced thing where they were given bigger portions and that's how everyone wanted it. Now they're going to get nothing. These car prices are going to surge $12,000 on all new trucks and vehicles because of Trump's tariff. So get ready to not be able to afford any vehicles in America. That's the new Trump America. Impending tariffs on Canada and Mexico risk driving up U.S. car prices as much as $12,000. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, those vehicles are going to be $200,000 pretty soon. That's crazy. Speaking of which, there's a ton of bills coming up for this month. Please support the show. You can watch my film Shade, I made with Jason Burmes. If you're a Subscribestar member, become a Subscribestar member today. I spent over $125,000 on the film. Also, Shackled to Silence, spent over $80,000 making the film, over 1,000 hours into the project. And traveled all over. It is an amazing, both films are absolutely amazing. Shade, of course, seen by tens of millions in aggregate. Shackled to Silence, they censored a little more, but wow, what a great movie. That's all on my Subscribestar. Become a Subscribestar member. Also, there's other ways to support the broadcast. Please do so below. There's Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. Keep it going. You know, the more support I get, I could be here 3 shows a day, 7 days a week. The less support I get, I can't be here at all. So you know, if you want to see the show, keep it going. We also got a lot of stuff to announce coming up. I got to announce, but I got a new book out that everyone needs to check out. Hidden Access Forces Beyond the Visible World. The links are in the description. Get it paperback, hardcover, ebook, any way you want to get it. It is an amazing book. It's an amazing read. If you're into like Behold a Pale Horse, then this is the book for you. You thought Behold the Pale Horse, you thought you read through that and you were flipping pages. You're going to be going through this book. Your mind will be blown. You will be burning through it page by page. Tons of reviews back. People let me know what they think of the book and everything. And they're just mind blown. I got a lot of new music coming out. 808 Drip coming out on Spotify soon. Check my Shepherd Ambella Spotify for the new track 808 Drip and Propensities coming out. I got some other new music, some new artist stuff coming out, as I am a new you know, solo artist, I guess. There's other ways to support the show, guys, but definitely got to keep the bills paid. And I'd like to get video going and all this stuff, but we just never seem to have the money. I don't even raise enough money to pay the base bills ever. You know, so then that makes it to where I'm not going to come on 7 days a week and all this stuff. But if I can raise a little bit more money than I have been, I could be on every single day and you guys could have tons of content. So please support the show. Just a little bit goes a long way. You can do that by clicking that link tree. Link below has all the links in it and takes you to all the products and their CDs and DVDs and everything. All right. And then subscribe to our member. You can get everything digitally. JFK International Airport on red alert because a foreign traveler has imported a deadly disease and it's now infected an untold number of Americans. That's right. Health officials have warned about a potential measles outbreak at New York's JFK International Airport. A child who entered the country from China on China Airlines has tested positive for the contagious disease. So this might be a Chinese disease coming from China. And I don't know if that's true. It just says China Air. I mean, it could have came from Japan for all we know. And they were just flying at China Airlines. But nevertheless, it says China. And I just wanted to say China. Anyone who was on the shuttle bus between February 25th at 9:30 p.m. and 3:15 a.m. is being urged to get tested for the deadly disease to find out if they're going to die from this. People who were also in a clinic in Pennsylvania on February 26th and Colleagueville between 11:45 and 2:15 p.m. in a children's hospital in Philadelphia, the King of Prussia, are also to be tested. We got spreaders going around spreading this measles, and they got it going on in Texas too. There's a major outbreak. There's nearly 150 cases, at least one person dead. This is a deadly disease. It could be the next pandemic. New York City officials report second measles case after Texas outbreak. Now in New York, they have found some cases, and they said it's spreading like wildfire. So if you're a New York politician up there or anything, you can get the measles and spread it to other politicians. That would be unfortunate. Lots of crazy stuff going on, guys. And We are live today on Rumble and YouTube, and the show always archives on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can check that out, the Shepherd and Bella Show. Now, these tariff wars, we talked about that. I mean, that it's unfortunate because a lot of pricing is going to go up, and no one can afford anything anyways. So that's just terrible. So I guess we'll just have to see where that all goes. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be back on later in the day, and we'll see what develops. But rest assured, this is going to get weird. A lot of rhetoric in the media that looks CIA-backed, it looks deep state-backed, and we will have to see because... You know, we already got Elon Musk saying his hands are tied. He's not really going to go after anyone with the Doge because they will kill him, is his basically his exact words, paraphrasing. So there's all that. It's crazy. Support the show, guys. I'll be back on earlier. You can message me on Twitter with any topics if you want to watch anything like that. See y'all later. You guys have a nice morning. I'm out.